Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drunk women solving.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Wow.
Oh.
Hi, wow. Sunday night drinkers.
Oh. How are we, ladies and gentlemen?
Gosh.
Are we excited for the rain we just had?
Oh.
Oh, I've still managed to get sunburnt. I'm of course joking. I've been pre-drinking, and that's what I look like when I pre-drink. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are Drunk Women Solving Crime. Give me a cheer if you listen to the podcast.
That
Very
section.
Nice. And give me a cheer if you're new to us. Oh, okay, well, come along. Taylor, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Taylor. Wow, the humidity got to my hair. Are you checking this out? It's like, they call it anxious straw at the salon. I'm great. I'm so excited to be doing, it's sort of bittersweet to do a last show, but we've had such a lovely run. I love it here in Ireland. It's just so, look at the architecture. It's just, dates back decades. But at this point, like, we've been doing the show every day, and one day yesterday we did two shows, so it's like it's less of a show now and more of a scientific experiment to measure the impact of alcohol on three very anxious women.
It's diarrhea, if that helps.
Very confident in our findings. I'm going to blow the Lancet apart.
It's going to be peer-reviewed anytime.
Ironically,
very solid results. You're right, sir.
It was fine until we said that.
Oh, no.
It's good to know that even from behind a mask, like, no, not having it. And I don't blame you, sir. Well, everybody, welcome to the show. I'll just quickly tell you a little bit about what we're going to do.
Katie, welcome.
Oh, my God. I was like... I'm so sorry. I was just like, we've done Taylor, we've done diarrhea. I get on with the show.
Like, diarrhea is very much the third drunk woman.
Katie Wilkins, how are you?
I'm all right. I went, me and my children walked past the walking disco. What's it called?
Silent disco.
The silent
disco. Except they're fucking not, are they?
No. And my 7-year-old daughter asked me what that was, and I explained it to her, and she went, that sounds embarrassing.
I do love your daughter is like, she's just the queen of the one-liners. Today we went to the castle, we went to Edinburgh Castle with your kids. And yeah. your daughter just said to me at one point, she just turned to me and just went, "You'll be dead in 10 years.
She
did. She had. I was like,
"Oh my god!" She normally reserves that for old people. Oh, so. I'm really sorry.
And she said she was going to shoot me out of a cannon. So,
I mean, that's jaunty.
She's so dry.
She is very dry.
I love it.
On that note, shall we welcome our guest?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have seen her online. She's an incredible comedian. Please welcome to the stage, Rosie Holt.
Yay, Rosie! Welcome.
Hello.
Rosie, how are you?
Oh, bloody great.
I always worry about saying you'll have seen her online. She hasn't got an OnlyFans. She's just very, I mean, I don't
know. Not yet. Yeah.
Rosie, tell us, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yes. I have been scammed multiple times because I'm incredibly gullible. Three more notable times than others. The rest I've sort of cancelled out in my head.
I sort of want to hear about those ones. Come on.
So the worst one was in lockdown one, and someone rang up pretending to be HMRC and said that I had done my taxes wrong and that I they were going to investigate me for fraud, mm-hmm. and I'd have to pay them $3,000. And they said, "You can either pay now or we'll call the police."
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh my God.
Sales fear.
Yeah. I just completely panicked. And I didn't have that amount of money. So I went into, because when you're a performer, you put your tax aside in a different account.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, "I don't have any money in my account." He was like, "Any other accounts?" And I went, "Well, my tax
oh,
money."
No.
So I gave.
No,
all
you
of
did
that.
It.
Gave him all my money.
You did it.
Yeah.
Rosie, no.
Awful.
Is it tax deductible? are scams tax deductible?
I mean, it lowered your income.
Yeah, what is the tax status of stolen money? Do you have to pay tax on it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you technically earned it.
Did you send you $3,000?
$3,000. But you know what? Goodness. If it ever happens to any of you, you should do, because I tried to get the money off back from HSBC and they sent me this snotty letter basically going, "We're not going to give you any money back because you're a fool."
Yeah.
But then I went to the...
That's rude.
Very rude, in those exact words.
Oh. They call themselves the world's local bank, but we know different.
Oh, they think they're better than us.
They're the snotty world's snotty bank.
That's right.
But I went to the financial ombudsman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they fought my corner.
Nice.
And I got the money back after a year later. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I love that. That was half-assed. That was like, "Well, you did send it, you silly bitch." Okay.
No, it happens very easily, guys. It's not a stupid thing to do. It's not because I'm gullible.
But also, like, when they use scams that are things that you are very likely to have done, i.e. fuck up your taxes.
Or just, that you're worried
that you might
have done.
And they knew I was self-employed.
Yeah.
And they said, because I said, "Is this a scam?" And they said no. They said no.
Well, then that's entrapment.
They said no. And you know, if they trust people to tick that off on the little form at the airport, then it should be, it's the honor code.
Yeah, they aped the number, which I didn't realise they could do. So they said, "You can check the number," and I did, and it said HMRC.
Oh, no.
I think that's very, yeah.
Do you know what? It's a great way, though, if you don't pay your taxes and you get a phone call for the real HMRC, all you need to do is just be like, "It's a scam!" You just do that forever.
Not again!
I know that literally no one else is wondering this, but what did the financial ombudsman look like? Because I'm picturing, like, a Morgan Freeman... in a white suit, just very benevolent.
I just spoke to him on the phone and he was like, "And how were you feeling that day?" "I was very scared." Yes, he was a bit like that. And I said, "Oh, I'm so embarrassed." He went, no, "Don't be embarrassed. Just give me the facts." So it was great. Yeah. It was great. It was really good.
This could be a workaround to the NHS mental health crisis. Like, need therapy? Been on the list too long? Just get your money stolen.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk to Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
But weirdly, that's the least embarrassing time I've been scammed, actually, thinking about it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Strap in. What's next?
So it was okay because I realised, I still gave them my passport details. But this is so lame. This is quite embarrassing. I don't really, I'm here now. so they emailed me saying, saying, oh, you're a celebrity. We're going to verify you on Instagram. And I was like, about bloody time. Oh, all you need to do is give us your passport details.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
This is such a niche crime
They got to my ego and I paid the price.
Oh, man.
But it's fine. When they started asking for more things, and I thought, no. This isn't right. You can have my passport, but you can't have anything else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, did you go to the ombudsman?
No, I did, because the problem is I've given my passport details out to a few scammers now. And you ring the passport office and they go, well, it means that they may be able to cancel your passport at any point and go on holiday. And you're like, okay, well, we'll just risk it. See what happens.
Wow.
But that can't be... Sorry. Female workplace.
Thank you. Yeah. Does that mean that you should cancel your passport and get a new one so they can't... You know, we have to cancel your car.
No. Well, that's what I thought. No, I thought about cancelling it, and then I thought, that means they'll win, and also it's £85.
So that was a strong no from the audience. Is there a specific reason?
Because your passport number is basically public property. So there's no reason why anyone can't have your passport number.
Oh, so they can't do anything with it?
They told me that they can. They said that they can cancel my passport. They lying to me.
People trafficking. A nice suggestion from the audience there.
That would be
okay.
See, I don't want to be involved in that. No, I'm not down with that. No. That's cool. Okay.
So you can go on holiday.
I can go on holiday. It's just someone else. It's good. It just means,
from what I'm hearing, I wouldn't recommend it. Definitely don't travel alone anywhere.
Yeah.
Poor me.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean...
Bless you.
Comedy Works in threes. You said there was a third.
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's four, but we could just go on. The third one was when I was a student. This, again, it's appealing to my ego. It's really bad. Some person came up saying, oh, hey, wow, can I take a picture of you on my modelling scale? And I was like, sure. So I posed and they took my number and they got in touch and they went, wow, you've been a lot of people and we want to make you a model. And I was like, oh, wow, really? And they said, yeah, you just have to pay an entry fee. of 300 quid, which is a lot of money, especially when you're a student.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that seems a lot. I said, I don't know if I can do that. And they went, no, you'll get it back straight away, because then we'll put you out for your first job.
Then you'll be in Paris.
Exactly. And then he was like, and then I was like, I'm not sure about this. And he goes, Rosie, do you want to be a model? And I went, no, not really. And he went, what do you want to be? And I said, well, I do want to be an actor. And he went, well, you know, modelling, lots of models be actors. You've got to ask yourself, are you someone who seizes the moment, or are you someone who just lets it pass by? And I was like, I seize the moment. Oh. Have my money. Oh. I gave him my money. And then it was literally as soon as I put the phone down, I thought, oh, I'm a twat. What have I done? And they tried ringing my bank and they were like, no, we can't cancel it. It's already gone through. So I didn't get that back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really
sad.
But
then the bank, you had the details of where it went. Can you not trace them?
I did. They were like, no, it's
you'd give
gone
permission.
Really quick.
And also you got all those modelling jobs.
Now I'm a famous model.
Could you imagine if that worked out? Yeah. And they were like, oh, we did put you forward for some stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, Rosie.
Poor Rosie.
But so, like, rough guesstimate, like, how many other scams that we can't go into right now have you fallen for?
There's a few, like the time when I ended up with three phones. That was bad.
I mean,
don't need three phones, guys. Well, because I went into a shop. The problem is when people talk to me and they start selling me things, I panic and I can't think properly. And I came in to get a new phone. He said, would you use your phone for business or pleasure? And I went, oh, I don't know, both. He went, why don't you get two phones?
Oh,
wow.
He's trying to make you a drug dealer.
Yeah. And then I walked away with two phones and I was so appalled at what I did. I had to hide one of the phones in a cupboard compared to look at it.
Which is
so
what people
ashamed.
Do with their burner phones. Yeah. So it's adding up.
And then I had to wait 12 months for the contract to finish. And then I went into the phone shop and I said, look, I've got two phones, but I just want one phone. And he talked a lot of stuff at me and I didn't know what was going on. And then I came back and my phone contract was even more expensive. And I was like, wow, I was paying 90 quid a month. I was like, this is awful. And then, so I had to wait for that to finish. And then I went with the guy I was seeing at the time. I said, look, you have to come with me to the phone shop because every time I go on my own, bad things happen. And then we went there. And he said, what do you want to do? I said, I'd like to cancel my phone. And he said, which one? And there was three.
What?
Was three, because they hadn't cancelled it. They just added another one on. So I was doing three contracts. Rosie. And he said, Rosie, look at the bill. There's three numbers. What were you thinking? And I said, I thought they were codes. Awful.
Rosie, how are you getting home tonight? I'd like to just hire a few people to make sure you get to where you're going.
It's a scam, don't do it.
They're gonna ask for your details.
Oh man. I mean, yeah. Our next question, we asked two questions on this podcast, is have you ever been in the victim of a crime? And what would you say to the perpetrator
to the
now?
Criminal.
Yeah, well, I feel like you have to say something to yourself here, Rosie. What wise words have you got for yourself to stop this happening again?
Don't do it. I don't know, but actually, I did. You say don't say anything to the what would you say to the perpetrator? So I once tweeted about the last scam, and I said, "Oh, I hope the bastards die," and Twitter suspended me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was like, but surely they should.
Yeah.
And you got your blue tick. Yeah.
We hope them a lot of money for that blue tick.
Honestly, Twitter's priorities.
I love the idea that the scammers would just send a blue tick in the post. Like, it came. It's just a post-it. I'd use it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Rosie, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, you're the sweetest person
I've
ever met.
That was amazing.
Oh my God, I love you. Oh, the world needs more innocence.
Oh, we'd all be so poor though.
Yeah.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, are we ready to solve some true crime?
Yeah.
Oh, well, today we are discussing the murder of Henry Stewart, who was the second husband of a very famous Scottish woman.
Ooh.
Who, pray tell, was he married to?
Judy Murray.
Okay. Any advance on Judy Murray?
Mary Stewart.
Mary Stewart?
Yeah. No.
Mrs. Stewart.
Mrs. Stewart.
Stuart Little.
Stuart Little.
Just riffing on it.
Okay. Guys, we went to her crib today.
Oh, was it?
Mary Queen of Scots from the audience.
That is Mary Stewart, isn't it? Or is that a different Mary?
Is there any Scottish people in? Because you need to know this stuff. Yes? Mary Stewart?
The same.
Then in which case, the points go to Rosie.
Yay.
Come on.
And also me, Mrs. Stewart.
That's true. Mazza Quazza Scrazza to her friends. Mary Queen of Scots.
Actually, you know, I'm sorry. I'm related to Mary Queen of Scots' half-brother.
What? Wait, what?
That is true.
This feels like another scam, doesn't it?
How
24
much did you have to
and me got in contact.
You've got a genealogy scam as well. Just send us your blood and £500. You're famous.
Go on, no.
No, it's true. Okay. My mum told me. But the problem is my mum is known for being slightly economical with the truth, because she also told me that I'm related to Pocahontas. But that could also feasibly be true.
I got told I was related to Pocahontas.
Maybe we're
genuinely.
Maybe we're cousins.
Maybe we're cousins. Yeah. Oh, this is amazing. It's cousins reunited on Drunk Women Solving Crime. We're so not related to Pocahontas.
My mum did once tell me that I'm related to Sooty. Which feels like it's just I'm related to just a man's hand, essentially. But yeah, I don't know what the link is, but I feel like everyone's parents at some point tells them they're related to someone fucking batshit, and it's great. So Mary Queen of Scots, this is a family thing for you.
Yeah, so this is who do you think you are for me? That's what this is.
I'm sorry if it's going to be hugely triggering, though.
Yeah, I can't
because
really.
Well, they
got the alcohol.
You should go to Burnt Island.
Really? Will I find things more about my past?
I will not. I will not have any talk of any other island apart from the Isle of Wight on this podcast. So,
Mary.
Oh, okay, that's fine. So,
is it a peninsula?
So, Henry Stewart.
That was anticlimactic.
Henry Stewart is better known as Lord Darnley, and he was married to Mary, Queen of Scots. Because I don't think we talk enough about husbands, so let's have a husband tonight. He was born in 1546. Through his parents, he had claims to the English and Scottish thrones. He excelled in singing, lute playing, and dancing.
That's my kind of man.
Oh, far so good.
A man that can play a lute.
So Mary, Queen of Scots, becomes Mary, Queen of Frenches, I suppose. She becomes the Queen of France at some point, and Lord Darnley is sent to France to congratulate her. What does she give him?
Did you already drink that? What I poured?
You're not very good at pouring wine.
Oh. Well, I'm going backwards.
Oh, yeah, wow. This is great for a podcast. Yeah. Really good visual
Come
stuff.
Come to a live show.
So what did she give him when he went to France to congratulate her on becoming the Queen of France?
A lute cleaner.
Wait. So she's married this guy, and then she's gone to France.
No, she's not married him yet. This is when he was born.
Gift. Oh, wait, so she became the Queen of France before she married him?
Yeah. Oh. Second husband, guys. She's tried again.
Did the first one die?
Yeah, what happened to him?
Scottish people, help me, what was that?
The Dauphin of France.
Oh, that guy, who played by Twilight guy.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
All right. His name is Robert Twilight Guy.
What would you get as a gift to after becoming the Queen of France?
She got it for him. No.
She got it for
him. She got him a prize.
What is he get a prize?
He said he got her a prize.
Shut up. So, she gave him, I think I wrote this drunk. She gave him a thousand crowns. Which I assume is money and not like just loads of hats.
Yeah, that's a coin.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. This is too many.
He's never going to wear them.
500 too many. What was that, Katie?
He's never going to wear them. It wasn't that.
He wouldn't. How could you?
And she invited him to her coronation.
Oh. So she's trying to impress him, but she's already the king of how? She's the queen of how many countries?
She's the queen of so many countries. So a few years later,
internalized misogyny.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Lord Darnley comes to Edinburgh. So this is a few years after that. They've met. They're kind of like they're vibing. He comes to Edinburgh and presents himself to Mary, and Mary supposedly said...
That means something very specific.
Yeah, that's very Jerry Sadowitz, but... That is going to be so old when this podcast comes out. It's going to be such an old reference. By which, I mean, it'll be fine. Everyone will have forgotten. So, she said of Lord Darnley that he was the lustiest and best proportioned long man I have ever seen.
I mean, there's no way we can take that in a non-sexual way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I think, what she meant.
That's like, it's not even a euphemism. That's just porn.
Well proportioned.
Oh, Samantha from Sex and the City.
Oh, hi, I'm Samantha. Sometimes I make an appearance on the podcast.
read that line as Samantha.
I'll fuck any king once.
What?
That line.
He was the lustiest and best proportioned long man that I've ever seen, Carrie. Miranda, lighten up.
Oh, giving Mary...
It's only relevant because they made a fucking shitty sequel. It's the only reason I brought it back.
I mean, she wasn't in it as well. She wasn't in it.
But it reminded everyone that she was the favourite.
Yeah.
Very true. So...
He was like a sexy tripod. Yeah. That's what well-proportioned means in my book.
So Darnley was Mary's first half-cousin. So far, so royal. But not everyone is happy about them getting married, particularly as the government would be in joint names of the King and the Queen of Scots, thus giving Darnley equality with and precedent over Mary. Because that's fair, isn't it?
Oh,
that's great. So Darnley, with all his good proportions and lute playing, It's after they get married. They get married and Mary sees the real him. What's he like?
Oh, no.
Is he not well proportioned?
It was just lighting.
He was holding a lute there. I couldn't tell.
He's got a chode. I learned the word chode the other day, like recently, which is, I mean, good for me. And it's a lovely... Do you know what a chode is? Was that one of the... No. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's...
So an audience member just did a gesture for what a chode was.
It's kind of...
Mom, I know you listen to the podcast. We'll text. I want to explain it right now.
It's kind of like, yeah, small and thick. So, it's right. Anyway, so we're
was
all...
Was he abusive? I mean, I'm just assuming he turned into a monster. Like he was just controlling and...
Okay. Mm. Only on this podcast we can go straight from chodes to domestic violence. But I like it. That's what we're here for. Rosie?
I've forgotten the question.
Sorry.
What was he really like, Lord Darnley?
He was a bit of a chode. He was a bit of a chode. You just short.
Rosie, if you just sign here, I'll tell you what the question was.
Yeah, sounds fair. Sounds fair. Yeah. I'm just going to take a photo of the front and back of your debit card.
Oh man. Guys, he was vain, arrogant, and unreliable.
Oh, what? No. Well, okay.
I was going to guess that he couldn't really play the lute.
And also, he.
The Milli Vanilli of lute players unearthed after marriage.
He was like Bez.
Just in the corner with all his crowns.
Someone else was playing it.
All the nobles hated him.
Mary, don't forget my number. I'm sorry. I had to let it out, or it just sticks in my synapses.
He's got a bit of a drinking problem. He has got a bit of a drinking problem. But Darnley, he was angry because Mary refused to grant him the crown matrimonial. What is the crown matrimonial?
Oh, the sex.
Okay.
I mean, no, you don't.
It sounds like a fancy name for her vagina.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Crown matrimonial. It's going to happen all through the episodes.
Crown matrimonial?
Marrying with the crown. I don't know.
It means that he would be the successor to the throne if she died childless. Mm-hmm. Now that to me, if
oh,
my...
that's dodgy,
isn't it?
Very dodgy.
I mean, yeah, that is an invitation for murder.
Yeah,
isn't it? Because I kind of feel like if your husband goes like, oh, like if you die childless, can I have all your money and your crown? Like,
yeah, it's like a prenup but with death.
Yeah.
It's don't like, trust that.
Kill me and have everything.
Yeah.
It's a big old red flag, ladies and gentlemen. So, however, a month later, she's pregnant. She's like, I'm getting myself an heir. 5 months after that, Darnley joins a conspiracy to murder Mary's private secretary, David Rizzio.
Unnecessary. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, how's she going to get to her appointments? This is really mean. Mean.
Drunk women solving crime.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Why does Darnley want to murder David?
Because he's like, I want to see my wife. And he's like, no, you're not in the diary.
Yeah. He's just feeling left out.
Jealous. We've got a bit of jealousy.
Jealous from the audience.
Thought they were having an affair.
Control access.
Oh.
That's actually the same point as mine, actually. Just...
Thank you at the back that he was the father. It's only a rumour, and I don't know if it's true.
For the listeners, I am poised in shock. Why did he think that? Because he couldn't have kids or something?
No, I think just because they were like getting on, and you can't get on. Like, men and women cannot be friends. We know this.
Okay.
We know this from When Harry Met Sally. So, however, one evening, Darnley and his men storm into the dining room where Rizzio and Mary were having dinner. He hid behind Mary, which I was like, she was just a bit like... Yeah, she's like 6 months pregnant at this point. And you just go like, oh, there's men with guns and knives. I'll get behind the pregnant woman.
So the secretary got behind Mary?
Yeah, because they'd come in to kill him.
Carry on.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought the husband
got behind Mary.
Sneak up on her.
Yeah.
No, the husband comes in to kill him and he hides, Rizzio. And the men stab him 56 times.
Behind
Mary.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. I'm enjoying this use of the word unnecessary.
Mary had a gun held to her pregnant belly by a guy. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thing, but then I read his name and I was like, he's called Patrick Bellenden. Oh, love it.
Just writes itself.
So, guys, does the marriage survive this?
Yes.
Oh, woman, I believe in love!
Our audience has a lot of historical knowledge that we do not have.
No, I genuinely think she's just hoping for the best. Like, what do you think?
Well, is she allowed to leave him? Like, is that even an option?
You can't do that. Like, what happened to her first husband? We don't know that.
Died.
Oh, yeah, died. Sorry, that was 5 minutes ago. I forgot. I think the marriage did survive because sometimes you go through dips in relationships.
Yeah, that was a low.
Yeah, low.
And then maybe one day he'll, you know, make the bed and she'll feel really seen.
Yeah, definitely. And she'll be like, oh, your friend may have put a gun to my pregnant belly, but you made that really well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does for a bit. Yeah, the marriage survives. And James, the 6th of Scotland, is born.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what he did?
Yes. So lots of James fans in the room.
Yes. So he's James the 1st of England, 6th in Scotland, is a popular name.
Is he the Bible guy?
He's the Bible guy.
Bible guy.
Oh, what, the witch hunter?
He's the witch guy.
Witch guy.
He's also baptised, because you've got to do that in the beginning. So he's baptised. And there's a weird custom of what the priests would do to the babies when they were being baptised. What was it? It was custom in this time. I heard someone in the corner groan because she knows. And it's fucking minging, isn't it?
Customised. Did they circumcise them? I don't know.
Okay.
But no one would react to that.
Maybe.
Like that.
But you're making it sound like it's grim.
It is grim.
It's grim.
They
babies.
Weed on them.
Okay, we're going for a jellyfish type thing.
That's grim. You basically said name something grim, and I did.
The grimmest thing you can think of is a bit of wee. Okay. Any advance on weeing on babies?
Did they bleed 3 goats on them?
Ah. I've made a face like she was right. And she is not right. The lady from the audience, do you know?
They spit in their mouths.
They spit in their mouths.
Why?
What to babies.
Why?
Is that like a vaccination attempt? I'm serious.
It's to ward off evil.
Oh.
And then he goes on and kills loads of women because he's evil. So, but basically, Mary says, you can't do that. I don't want you to do that. She didn't like the priest. She was like, don't spit in his mouth. So she didn't. But I promised you a murder. And things are very tense between Darnley and Mary.
Well, we've had one murder already.
We have. It's buy one, get one free Sunday at the Fringe. The murder happens just down the road from here, actually, from where we are right now, on Cowgate. Yeah. I know a few people that have died on Cowgate. Including me in 2008. It was a terrible show.
Just has that vibe.
It does. In a place called Kirkofield, where Darnley was staying. So on the 10th of February, 1567, Darnley gets into bed after a hard night's playing on the lute. That wasn't a euphemism, but... And unbeknownst to him, there's something hidden under the bed. What is it? Specifically these three women. Not hidden under the bed. I just mean in terms of...
A man of unequal proportions.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, a man.
I'm going to go horse's head. Just...
Yeah.
Feels like the right time to say that.
I like that under the bed as well. Might not find it for a few days.
Oh, if it's under the bed, maybe it's like a big spike sticking out. So he just like flops into bed and then there's... Gets, you know, spikes
himself. It's a bed of nail.
Yeah. Or maybe an assassin. That would be worse.
Okay, we've got nail or assassin. Taylor?
Is it a bloodthirsty... I must say cow. A bloodthirsty cow. A pirate. It's a pirate. I know when pirates show up in stories, and this is the pirate moment.
Okay. It's...
Arg. Oh, I hate myself every day.
You are wrong too.
Female workplace. It's gunpowder.
Oh, to blow him up.
Yes.
Ah! Oh, sorry. I just did not see that one coming.
Yeah, so the house explodes. Oh. However, it's not the explosion that kills Darnley. His partially clothed body is found outside under a tree. How do you think he was killed? Chode.
How could a chode kill? Come on. You're not even thinking.
What? It's not the last one that killed him. He's been partially killed.
Wait, did he send a substitute into the room because he suspected foul play?
Ooh.
So the real him goes outside, the substitute gets blown up, and then he gets like stabbed outside because the conspiracists were double conspiring and there was a double conspiracy, and then he gets killed anyway.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
She liked it.
You're my favourite audience. The rest of you need to clap me more.
Yeah, I love the thing. Very literally. Katie hates me. Yeah, so, I mean, we've got a great answer here from Katie. Rosie, any advance on
that? I can't beat that. I thought that was really bloody good.
I've just moved because there's a man in the corner here and he's wearing a Drunk Women Solving Crime t-shirt. Oh, yes, hello.
Yes.
It's my dad. No, it's not. You look a bit like my dad. But the point is...
Are you Lee from Guernsey?
Lee from Guernsey!
Yeah, we got some super fans. It's no big deal.
But I was just aware that you've come to a Drunk Women Solving Crime thing and all you get to see is my back. He came to... Where were you fucking shouting
you
earlier?
You didn't cheer at how many... Do you know what? We love our fans.
Hello, Lee. Okay. So, he'd been strangled. A neighbour who had heard the bang said she saw 11 men on horseback heading up to the house. So presumably Darnley, like what you said, Katie, he'd realised that shit was going down, got out of bed, and then these 11 men on horseback.
Sorry, can I just... But Was Mary not in the house?
Where's the bloody queen? That's a
Where's
good question.
Where's she?
Oh, yes. Do they not share a bed? Where
well,
is
they
she?
They didn't share a bed in those days, did they?
No.
But then they, when they...
They're Basil Fawlty.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
Why?
Different
I think
rooms.
They still don't, do they? I mean, I've seen The Crown.
Yeah, The Crown, they bedrooms. Don't. They don't.
And you
they
would
got
be. If
rooms.
You could afford two different bedrooms, you would absolutely... Yeah. Sleep separately from your husband. I would.
Yeah.
And he would agree with me, and we love each other very fucking much. But like,
sometimes
give me my own room.
One of you wants to watch Better Call Saul, and the other one is too tired.
100%.
Wait, is Better Call Saul what you call sex?
I mean, sometimes. No.
What a thing to shout out. Was it good for you, Better Call Saul? I don't know. I haven't watched the series, so.
It's really good.
Guys, I mean, Rosie asked a very valid question.
Yeah.
Where's the queen in all this?
Where's the queen?
They do not call him Mazza Squazza Quazza up at the castle. It's weird. I mean,
it's great you're trying to start a nickname for a 500 dead old.
any thoughts? Where is she right now?
I'm safely away from the explosions.
That she is.
I feel like women always say, like, I'm going to visit my sister. Did you have one?
Good. Well, so also, how old is the young witch killer?
The young witch killer, we are talking at this point, he's about 6 months old.
Oh, okay. Aww. Oh, so she's sort of been, so she's been biding her time. She was super pissed off that everyone like stabbed her secretary / lover to death. Yes. And nearly killed her and her baby. So she's been planning this.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought he was going to be 6. He's only 6 months.
He's 6 months. This is all happening very fast.
She's still rather cross.
Yes. 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 Yeah. This is full on, like, the only reference I've got in my head is Red Wedding, which is not a helpful reference point, but she's going full, like, he needs to pay.
But interestingly, though, it is sort of the right answer because she was at a wedding. Now,
her sister's wedding.
But like Darnley wasn't invited, which I think is a red flag. Because if you invite the Queen to your wedding, you give her a +1, right? Like, I think you.
Yeah. Oh my
I'm
god.
I'm sorry. It's just a small affair.
I would love to hear the excuse as to why he can't come.
Yeah. So the next morning, the Queen is told about the death of her husband. Now, does she already know? Was it her? Was she? Is this a conspiracy? I found this an interesting fact. They do something to her bed as a sign of respect. What was it?
Spit on it.
It's no more illogical than the reason you spit in a baby's mouth. As a sign of respect, do they put black sheets on it? No.
I mean, it's 100% correct. Yes, they do that. Yeah. Yeah. They change all of her sheets and stuff to black.
Oh, which is nice when you're, you know, on the rag.
Yeah.
No, he's 6 months old, the baby. It's probably coming back by now.
Okay, so they've done it. That's a very feminist act, actually. And they put the black
curtains.
The
original period pants.
So the people suspected of this murder included the Queen and the 4th Earl of Bothwell.
Wait, so she said they give her the respect of changing her sheets and they still accuse her of murder?
Sorry for your loss. Go see the judge.
Yeah. I mean, so the 4th Earl of Bothwell, he had designs on the throne himself. So they thought it was potentially the Queen knew about it, Bothwell did it, and his supporters were some of the 11 men. And there's one guy called Archibald Douglas who left something at the scene of the crime. That's my favourite kind of criminal. Ooh. The one just leaves a little summit. What did he leave at the scene of the crime?
His name badge.
Oh, rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake.
I think he left...
Walmart greeter.
He left a playing card.
Like he meant to do it. Yeah.
Well, did he strangle him with a cloth or a rope, a length of rope or something? Was it the murder weapon?
Oh.
That would be a really shitty move, but yoink, I don't need this anymore.
I love this. It's like a bridesmaid at a wedding. He left his shoes. At some point during the murder.
He needs those.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't even make sense. It's not like you dropped them.
Did he take his shoes off as a precaution, like they could check for footprint? They weren't doing that back then.
No, it's not like he had like Nike Air Maxes on and like they could go like that's how they got.
It was like he's like
CSI 16th century edition. He's like that deserves a lot more, but I thank you. It didn't deserve anything.
So Lord Bothwell went on trial for the murder, but he was acquitted. He was acquitted almost immediately. What do you think Mary did to Bothwell less than 3 months after Darnley's murder?
Castrated him from the audience.
Oh, harsh,
it's
but
quite
okay.
Full on. Married him. Oh. They're very extreme answers. Not cut his head off. I mean, we don't even have to do anything. Continue.
I love it. It's our last show. Fuck it, you guys answer. So we've got castrated, married.
Executed. Yeah,
killed.
Yeah, that's actually...
Boff, marry, kill.
I love that game.
I feel like she's... I was going to say distance herself from him, which is a much... a much weaker version of what everyone else has said, apart from the marry one.
I'm going to emotionally execute you.
She ghosts him.
No!
Guys, she marries him.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Yay. The fuck?
It's like a chutzpah.
Good.
It's kind of the beginning of the end for Mary because she's married the guy that has been accused of killing her husband.
Yeah, but it doesn't look super. The optics.
Terrible optics.
Oh. So, if we go back to the murder, the first person.
Getting what? Slurs about Catholics in the audience.
I didn't catch it. Let's not sodomize ourselves tonight. Let's fucking stay on script. So, Lord Bothwell. No, somebody does go down for the murder, though. This is the exciting thing.
Oh.
And it was a soldier who heard the bang. He ran out of a tavern at the Tron on the Royal Mile, where he's probably being flyered. And... Because he was the first person on the scene, so he was immediately a suspect. And just really quickly, can you guess his name? Basically, it's a sitcom name.
Frasier.
It's Dr. Nice. Frasier Crane.
Yes. I mean, Seinfeld is a stretch, isn't it?
yeah. In 16th century Scotland.
Speaking of chutzpah.
On the buses is his name. His name is Captain Blackadder.
Is that who Blackadder's based on? Is it just a coincidence?
Yeah. I feel like they got their name from him, but also because he's a bit, bless him, because he's a bit Blackadder in the sense that he's convicted and executed. And he's hung, drawn and quartered.
No way, that's
totally just the Fall Guy because she married this other guy.
Yeah. I know.
Do you know what though? Who? I like it back in those times that they really like went for it. They were like, yeah, we're not just going to say it's you. We're going to like hang you and drag you and quarter you. Like, just go for it. Double down.
Bring it back.
Double down.
Rosie Holt 2022. No, but Rosie, you're completely right. And my next question is, so they cut off each of his limbs. What did they do with them?
Gave them to a horse each. That's what they do, isn't it? They give them to a horse.
Well, they put them
horse
on display.
Do with them what they will. Oh, did they?
Oh, no, that's my guess. Sorry, I talked over you. Female workplace, I'm really sorry.
So we've got horse, we've got spike.
I think they put them on the four reaches of the kingdom as a lesson to everyone else that's thinking of killing,
thinking of writing a
whoever
sitcom.
The queen's boffing. Yeah.
Okay, as a warning.
I've just gone all Fergo. Like, is that your friend in the wood chipper there? Chop him up.
Do you know what? I mean, Katie, I'd say you were closest. They nailed them to the gates of several different Scottish towns.
Yeah.
Oh, I know my limbs.
Do you know what I don't like about that is I feel that would really ruin your day, wouldn't it? If you just like going out buying some shopping and then you had to look at like a severed arm, you'd just be like, why?
I know, or like, you know,
I don't
when
even want to make this soup anymore.
When you go like somewhere and there's like a big sign saying shush in here and you're like, I wasn't even going to shout.
Yeah, come on.
And then like there's like an arm.
I wasn't
like,
going to boff the queen.
I wasn't even going to boff the queen or kill everyone. Yeah. And now I've got to look at a fucking arm. So
it's not on.
This doesn't apply to me.
No, I'm good.
Name of the episode is definitely Boff the Queen. That's great. So, guys, basically, tons of conspiracy theories about who the killers were. They've never really worked out who the killers actually were. Was it the Queen? Was it Bothwell?
I mean, they have. They just don't want to prosecute them.
Yeah.
It's a bit late now. So basically, Bothwell flees to Denmark, is imprisoned in Copenhagen. There was a pillar in the middle of his jail cell in Copenhagen. What was that used for?
I thought he had been drawn.
Wait, hang on.
No, Blackadder has been hung, drawn and quartered.
Why is Bothwell fleeing? He's married
the
queen.
No, Bothwell got away with it.
Because he married the queen? He married the queen.
So why is he fleeing?
Oh, no.
Basically, it was the other...
Four stars. Enjoyed the podcast. Got a bit shrill towards the end.
It was because I'm trying to
be political.
Basically, I'm trying to kind of gloss over like a lot of different battles that have happened. It's all happening. The queen, she's fallen out of favor because she's married this guy. It's all sure. fucking go. Sure, sure. She has to abdicate.
Oh.
Yeah, I was fucking getting to that. She abdicates. James takes over. How old is James when he takes the throne?
2 years old.
2 years old, 6 months.
16.
16.
14.
34.
Just keep guessing until you get it.
29?
21. 8. 83.
4.
This is like the most... yeah. Guys, he was one. Isn't that cute?
Oh, this little explains baby cute. A lot about why he had to kill all the women.
Yeah.
But also, like, another interesting fact is that Mary, Queen of Scots, does anyone know how old she was when she came to the throne?
20. 84.
6 days. Thank you. Yeah, she was six days old.
I think that's too young.
Yeah, you've barely let the spit come back out of your mouth.
This is classic stage school mums.
So yeah, basically, Bothwell has gone to Denmark.
Yeah, it was Denmark.
It was Denmark.
Well done.
Is Mary in disgrace at this point when he goes to Denmark? Is she just sort of cowering in shame and ashamed?
So is she on the run and she's left a baby at home in charge of the...
Yeah, she's abdicated.
This is like Home Alone.
But it's pretty silly, isn't it, to abdicate and leave a baby in charge, isn't it? I mean, like...
He can't even walk.
Like when it was sort of Liz Truss and Rishi, but that... but like if you just got a baby, I'd be like, well, maybe stay on if the baby's the alternative.
That's making me feel like this.
But if you
is...
started when you're 6 days old, you'd be like, you should know how to do this. Sign this.
I did this from 6 days. You're so mollycoddled.
Kids these days just don't know how to lead.
So basically, guys, Darnley is dead. He's been murdered. We may never know who murdered him. It was probably Mary. It was probably... I mean, I don't know how long you can, like, you're not supposed to say that on a podcast, are you? I'm just going like, I think it was this person. It was 500 years ago.
That's the idea. We have to bleep her name out.
Yeah, because of libel.
So basically, he dies in prison. She dies. She gets... she's in prison. Mary Queen of Scots is in prison for 19 years.
Oh.
Then gets her head chopped off. Yeah, she didn't even get to go out again. So, I mean, it was all quite bleak. So let's hear it for, I guess, Captain Blackadder. Cheers.
Captain Blackadder.
Okay, guys, we have enough time for a listener crime.
Yes,
can we get the lights up? Ooh.
Yes, we do.
We've got one there. We've got one there.
No.
It's your birthday.
Birthday.
I'm sorry, the birthday pips it. Come on up.
Woo!
Give her a round of applause.
Wait, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hi. What is your name?
My name is Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Hi. I have also been the victim of a scam.
Oh, it's scam day.
Scam sisters.
Scam sisters.
On the happiest place in the world, Disneyland.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. Disneyland Paris. Does that count?
Yeah.
So I went with my mum and we're getting tickets from the train to get up to Disneyland Paris, as you do. And couldn't really speak the language because, you know, British.
Also, I feel like I need the context of how old you are, because in this I'm imagining you're about three going to Disneyland.
Yeah, I was 6 months old. I think I was 19.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I was gonna say, there's no shameful answer here.
19?
Like, when it's right for you, you go.
Right.
I've never been, and I said to my husband, I was like, shall we go to Disneyland? Like, because that would be fun. And he's like, why don't we go when we have children? And I think it's the reason we're having children.
You can't go on any rides when you've got children.
Have you seen a child queue for a ride? It's terrible. Sorry, continue.
Sorry. So we're trying to find the right tickets to get through. And this really big, quite intimidating man comes over and he's like, oh, girls, I can help you.
Oh.
you see where this is going. Okay. And I think it was like slightly cheaper. And he was like, oh, yeah, just come this way. Pay your money. Lift the barriers.
It even sounded like you said, just scam this way.
Sorry, what?
Oh, did I say scam? So we got through. We're like, oh, great. Got a bargain. Amazing. Got to the front. And the guy was like, these are not valid tickets.
Oh, no.
Were they written in crayon?
Mickey Mouse was drawn in pencils.
So. Had you paid? I assume it's very expensive to go there anyway.
It's like 30 euros or something for a ticket.
So mean.
So I had to pay twice to get in.
Oh, yeah. No. Was it worth it?
Yes, it was, yes.
Yeah. Oh, what a way to kick off a magical experience.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's rubbish. Honestly, I think they should all just die.
Hang drawn a quarter.
Yeah.
Kelsey, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Give her a round of applause.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Go to Disneyland.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, we have got just enough time to say, Rosie Holt, tell us about yourself. What have you got to share? I mean, you've sold out your runs. So you fuckers can't come. But what about for our podcast listeners at home? What in the long run?
At home, hello, future podcast listeners, because it is us in the future, right? It's coming out. I have a podcast. I have a podcast called Non-Censored, which is a parody of things like Talk Radio and GB News, where I have a character who's really quite awful and she shares terrible opinions, and we have guests on. We've had guests like Owen Jones and James O'Brien, and I'm rude to them, and that's all you need to know.
Nice.
It's very
fucking brilliant
funny.
Is what it is. Yes, it's brilliant.
Yay.
Yeah, so do that, everyone. Or follow me on Twitter at Rosie is a Holt.
And your passport number is oh guys, I've just noticed the time. We're slightly overrunning by one minute. Oh no, we cannot do this. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much. This has been such a fun Edinburgh. And you have one more thing to say.
Amanda, our producer, is so fucking awesome, and we just wanted to say a special thank you to her. Sometimes quite literally has to hold us, and we appreciate you so much. We love you, and check your email, baby, because we got you a little present.
I promise it's not a scam.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We've been Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Thank you.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast, and thank you for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.